Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey's. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Jerry Hausner, Dink Trout, Griff Barnett, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parky Carkey.
February for Frost. Oh, what a wonderful day this is, Big. 43 years ago, a great thing has happened to the world. I was born. Yeah, today has been my birthday. Oh, my, as you get older, the years, it sure goes by fast. Seems like I had my last birthday only last year. Yes, as that great poet has once said, people be like trees, and each passing year adds a beautiful leaf to the tree of life. And I'd be right, too. People do be like trees. I know some people is like the mighty oaks, and other people be like the beautiful elms, and then there's some people that reminds you of weeping willows. And, of course, a lot of people looks like shrubs, you know. But I hope what all my friends is don't going to make too much fuss over my birthday. A fella has a birthday, so what? Everybody's got birthdays. That don't mean what the whole world has got for to stop and celebrate all over the place. Oh, here's Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hi, Parky. Hi.
Betty, can this be a wonderful day today?
Oh, yes, it's a beautiful day, Parky.
Yeah, Betty, I bet what you could never guess what has happened 43 years ago today.
Oh, yes, I read about it in the paper this morning.
You did?
Uh-huh. 43 years ago today was the 200th anniversary of the discovery of the hot water bottle, right?
Well, you know, something else has happened on that day too, Betty. And, I mean, something interesting, something big, something important, what it meant something to the world. I was born.
Oh, no.
Yes, I was born.
Oh, Parky. You mean today's your birthday?
Who told you?
February 1st. So it is.
Sure.
Oh, Parky, I just hate myself, but I forgot all about this being your birthday.
Oh?
Oh, gee, I feel terrible. How can you ever forgive me?
Oh, that's me, all right, Betty.
Oh, Parky, I feel like kicking myself. I had such wonderful plans for your birthday, too. Yeah. Gee, I was going to get a big birthday cake for you and invite all of your friends over and have a real big party.
Birthday cake?
Uh-huh.
Nah, that's for kids, Betty. Who wants a birthday cake? Was it going to have writing on the top of it?
Yes, I was going to have it say, Happy birthday to dear old Parky.
Happy birthday to dear old Parky. Sure, that's silly. Was it going to have ice cream inside?
Oh, sure. I was planning on having the most beautiful birthday cake you ever saw.
Oh, listen, Betty. It don't be necessary to make no big fuss over my birthday. Say, Betty, it'd be kind of slow around here just now. If you'd like to run downtown and do some personal shopping, like going over and picking up my birthday cake, that should be all right with me.
Oh, gee, Parky, I wish it was that easy. But I'd have to give them at least 3 days' notice to bake the cake.
Oh.
Parky, I'm just afraid I missed the boat this year. I'm sorry. We'll just have to wait until next year now.
Yeah, that's right, Betty. Let's wait till next year, yeah.
Hey, how about a little service around here?
Oh, you better wait on that man, Parky.
Yeah, I'll get it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How long will it take you to make up 50 ham sandwiches?
50 ham sandwiches? Oh, about 2 hours.
Well, we're having a little party over at the office this
yes.
afternoon. One of the boys is having a birthday.
Birthday? Well, you know, today's my birthday, too.
You got any pickles?
Pickles?
Yeah.
Yes, I have, yes. I'm 43.
43?
Yes.
Who's going to eat 43 pickles?
No, no.
A half a dozen will be plenty.
No. You
and let's see, you better give me about 15 orders of French fried potatoes.
Yes.
And about 10 dozen donuts and about 2 gallons of coffee. Oh, what a nuisance this is.
Nuisance?
Yeah, you wouldn't mind going all this trouble making a birthday party for a nice fella, but this guy's a heel.
Hmm?
Everybody hates him. He ain't got a friend in the world.
He ain't?
No.
Well, if everybody hates these guys, be such a heel, why are you going to all that trouble to give him a party?
What's the idea of making a crack like that? What, are you a wise guy?
No.
I know. Making a birthday party is sissy stuff, and I don't like it no more than you do, see? But if you're a human being, you got to have a little bit of sentiment, don't you?
Sediment?
Yeah. I noticed every time I mentioned the word birthday, all you wanted to do was change the subject. Well,
no,
if you feel that way about it, maybe I'll take my business somewhere else where they appreciate a fella having a birthday.
No, you don't understand, mister. I love birthdays. I've been having them all my life. I wouldn't go a single year without having one.
Oh, no, it's too late to apologize now. Goodbye.
I wonder what they said, what made him so mad. Oh, my, and he wanted to spend about $40 worth of stuff, too. Fine birthday I'm having.
Just around the corner, maybe sunshine for you. Just around the corner, skies above may be blue. Keep a little smile on, that's the right thing to do. In a little while, your troubles, they will disappear like bubbles just around the corner. There's a bluebird on high, waiting on a rainbow in the sky. Why, even though it's dark and cloudy, sun may peep through and say howdy. Just around the corner. Just around the corner from you.
That was Betty Rhodes, our lovely Victor recording star, singing her latest and very popular release, Just Around the Corner. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. On last September 17th, we began a year of rededication by all Americans to their heritage of freedom. This year marks the 161st anniversary of our Constitution. One of the great events planned for this year is the national tour of the Freedom Train, which is on its patriotic journey around the country. This special train carries more than 100 of the most famous original documents on which our American way of life is based. Included are the manuscripts of the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, as well as some of the surrender documents of World War II, marking our national development of individual liberties from colonial days right up to the present. The Freedom Train opened to the public in Philadelphia and is traveling for 1 year through the 48 states, stopping in 300 communities. Many of you have already had the privilege of visiting the famous Freedom Train as it stopped in your community. People all over the nation will have that same privilege of seeing all the historical documents, of reading the immortal words which established and developed our civilization, founded on individual rights and liberties. This is your American heritage, and this is the year in which to manifest your pride in that heritage.
Swell bunch of friends that I got. Wait until they have a birthday. I'll ignore all of them just the way they ignoring me. See how they would like it.
Mister.
Oh, my, is a man sitting over there in booth number 3. I didn't see him come in. I better go over there. How do you do, sir?
Hello.
Hello.
I know I'm very bold, but could you please take my order now?
How did you get over here? I didn't see you come in.
Oh, I've been sitting here since yesterday afternoon.
Since yesterday afternoon?
Yes. I noticed how busy you were all day yesterday, and I just didn't want to disturb you, but if you've got the time now, could you please take my order? Because I'm very hungry.
You mean to say what, you've been here all night?
Yes. I want to get home as soon as I can. My wife may be worried.
Yeah, I never heard of nothing like that. Been here since yesterday. You must be starved. What would you like for tea, mister?
Well, you see, I'm on a very strict diet.
The yes.
Only thing I can eat is 3 crushed graham crackers and a glass of milk.
3 crushed graham crackers?
Yes. When you crush them, will you please do it in the kitchen? I can't stand the noise.
Hey, mister, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid we don't got no graham crackers. Could I get you something else?
Oh, no. That's the only thing I'm allowed to eat.
I see. Well, that's really too bad.
Well, thanks just the same.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I almost forgot. Could you sell me some bones for my dog? I want real bones with some meat on them.
Bones? Yeah. I guess we could fix you up.
Gee, thanks. Yeah. You see, today's my dog's birthday, and I wanted to have something extra. We're having a big birthday party for him.
You're having a big birthday party for your dog?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We do every month.
Well, here's your bones. No charge. Wish your dog a happy birthday for me.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
You've been so kind. Yeah. Do you mind if I leave now?
Of course not. What's stopping you?
Well, you are. You're standing on my foot.
Oh, buddy.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah, funny little man, that was 3 crushed graham crackers. That's a good one. He gives his dog a birthday party every month. I have one measly birthday once a year, nobody even remembers it. The world is sure full of peculiar people.
Oh, hello, Mr. Parkyakakis.
Oh, I was just thinking about you. It's the little lady from the sewing circle. Come right in. How are you?
Fine.
Yes.
I haven't been in to see you since yesterday, have I?
That's right, you haven't. And I'm mad at you, too. Why didn't you write?
Oh. Did you have a nice Christmas?
A nice Christmas? Yes, I did, yes.
How was New Year's?
Fine.
Did you have a good time on Labor Day?
Yeah, very good. But I didn't enjoy the 4th of July. Too hot.
The 4th of July?
Yes.
What made you mention that? That's my birthday, you know.
4th of July is your birthday? Well, you know, today's been my birthday.
It is?
Yes.
Well, isn't that a coincidence?
A coincidence?
Yes. I was born on the 4th of July, and you were born on the 1st of February, and here we are standing talking to each other. Isn't science wonderful?
Yes, it is, yes.
Oh, but you naughty boy for not telling me that today was your birthday.
Well,
I would like to have gotten you a nice present. But I'm not going to let you get away with it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to knit you a beautiful sweater.
You are?
Yes. I just bought some gorgeous yarn in the most beautiful colors.
Yes.
Chartreuse and heliotrope.
Chartreuse and heliotrope?
Yes. And I can trim the collar and cuffs with some lovely old lace. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice. Yes.
I suppose all your friends are going to give you a huge birthday party. You great, big, popular man, you.
No, I tell you the truth, Guess what? Nobody really remembered, but today was my birthday.
Oh, you poor dear. You mean you're going to spend your birthday all alone?
Yeah, it looks that way, yes.
Well, I'd love to go out to dinner with you, but I'm afraid I'd be very poor company. You see, the doctor's put me on a very strict diet.
Yes.
All I can eat is 3 crushed graham crackers.
3 crushed graham crackers?
Yes. Did you ever hear of anything as silly as that?
Yes, I did once before, but I still don't believe it.
Well, I must be off.
Yes, you certainly are. Yes.
Well, good day.
Good day, good day. I'm not going to wear that sweater, that lace collar and cuffs.
Oh, hello, Sparkycarcus. Remember me?
Well, your voice sounds very familiar, but I don't know where to put your face.
Well, you remember me. I was in here 6 months ago. I'm the lad you sent through college.
I sent you through college? Oh, yes, you're the boy I bought the magazines from.
That's right.
Yes. Say, you finished college in a hurry, didn't you?
Oh, I couldn't get all the way through.
Oh.
The dean was just about to hand me my diploma when,
yes,
bingo, one of my customers canceled his subscription and they threw me out.
Oh, nice. Too bad.
You know, I ain't selling magazine subscriptions anymore.
No.
I gave that up.
Oh.
I work for a photographer now.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, I understand today's your birthday.
Yes, it is. How did you know?
Oh, we have ways of finding out all that stuff.
Really?
We find out who was born, who got married, who died, whose birthday it is.
Well, do you know?
It's my job to go around and congratulate the people.
Yeah.
And deliver all the presents.
Yeah. Presents? You got a present for me?
Sure have.
Oh, good.
I'm going to give you 100 pictures of yourself absolutely free of charge.
Oh, my. You know, the last time when I had a picture taken, I was laying on the floor on a bearskin rug. What a job the photographer had trying for to get me to smile. All I would say is, goo, goo, goo.
Oh, ain't that cute.
Yeah.
How long ago was it?
3 years ago. I mean, it was 3 months old.
Well, when would you like to come down and have us take your picture?
You say you're going to make 100 pictures of me for nothing?
Absolutely. Won't cost you a cent.
Oh,
that's
right.
Our birthday gift to you.
Oh.
And we make wonderful pictures, too.
Yeah.
After all, we're one of the oldest photographers in the country.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. We've been in the same location now for several weeks.
Several weeks, eh? But listen, I don't get this whole idea. How could your company afford to stay in business if they give me 100 pictures for nothing?
Well, you see, the president of our company is what you might call a little bit eccentric.
Oh, he's eccentric?
Is he? Well, just to give you an idea.
Yes.
All he ever eats is 3 crushed graham crackers.
You know something? I think I met your president.
You did?
Yes.
Well, that makes everything fine. Now, if you'll just sign this slip of paper giving us permission to take your picture, we'll be all set.
Okay. Sign that right there, eh? There you are.
Thank you. Now, if you'll just give me the $75, as per this agreement.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What agreement? I didn't agree for to give you no $75.
You certainly did. That was the paper you just signed.
What?
Didn't you read the small print right there?
Is that printing? How is it possible for anybody for to read such small print?
Well, all you got to do is look at it through a powerful magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Isn't that very plain that you agree to pay us $75?
Well, wait a minute. You told me that the pictures was free.
That's right. We don't charge for the pictures.
Well,
but the negatives cost $75.
The negatives? You didn't say nothing about no negatives. You told me you was going to make 100 pictures of me for nothing.
Make pictures of you for nothing?
Yes.
You must be crazy. What do you think this is, your birthday or something?
Oh, for heaven's
Zimmerman and his 19 short orders playing What Is This Thing Called Love? We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. The Citizens Marine Corps is now conducting a nationwide enrollment drive. Its purpose is to enroll 100,000 young men worthy of the heritage of the U.S. Marine Corps and qualified to guard the peace by intelligent, loyal service at home. The Citizens Marine Corps is a highly specialized post-war reserve force being built to back up the regular Marines. If you're between the ages of 17 and 32 and possess the necessary qualifications, you are eligible to join these hometown Marines. Veterans will receive special ranks and higher pay, but all members of the Citizens Marine Corps are eligible for special appointment to the Naval Academy at Annapolis or to the Special Marine Officer Training Program. As citizen Marines, you will share the pride and tradition of a colorful and historic service. Active members will receive free uniforms. So, men, if you're interested in joining the Citizens Marine Corps, additional information may be obtained from your local Marine Corps office. Or, if there is no local Marine Corps office near your home, you may write Division of Reserve, Headquarters, U.S. Marine Corps, Washington 25, D.C.
43 years old. How many more birthdays could I have? 50 or 60 more, and then I'll be dead. Then all my friends will be good and sorry what they do to me. Oh, my, now look who's coming. Be that faker, Orville Sharp.
Well, 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 if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Pocketcackus.
How are you today?
Well, Mr. Pocketcackus, yes. I have just gone through the most frightening experience that a fellow ever had.
You did? Mm-hmm. Well, what happened?
Somebody offered me a job.
What is so frightening about that?
Well, I tell you, this guy, he was the worst crook that I ever met in my life.
He was?
Yeah. He told me that if I want the job,
yes,
in order to show my good faith, I got to put up a deposit of $50.
Yes.
So I give him my personal check for $50.
Yes.
He runs away with the money.
Oh, my, he was a crook, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, sure was. Lucky thing I gave him a bump check.
Yes, sure was.
Hey, I heard that today is your birthday. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct. Yes. Today is my birthday.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I am going to take you to a big birthday party.
You are?
Mm-hmm. My club's having a birthday today, see?
Yes.
Every year, they give a sensational party, see?
Yes.
And I am going to take you over there and make you the guest of honor.
You say your club is having a birthday?
That's right. Very exclusive club, too.
Exclusive?
Oh, yes. They don't take just everybody.
They don't? No.
In order to get into this club,
yes,
you've got to be a two-time loser.
Two-time loser?
That's right.
I never heard of that kind of a club.
Well, I want you to come over and meet the president.
Yes.
That's right. His name is U.U. Simpson.
U.U. Simpson?
That's him.
What does the W stand for?
William.
I see.
We have a wonderful birthday party every year, and I know that you're going to have a wonderful time.
Yeah, man.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
See, when we throw a birthday party,
yes,
we really do it upright. Mm-hmm. Everybody comes dressed formal.
Oh, formal. You mean striped pants?
Yeah, and striped coats, too.
Yes.
Oh, but the food, that is really out of this world. Mm-hmm. This year, we're going to have a big Duke dinner.
Yeah. A Duke dinner?
A Duke.
No, Mr. Sharp. No? You mean a dog dinner?
No, this is a Duke dinner.
Oh?
Yeah. See, our president went duck hunting with a Duke, and the Duke didn't duck. It's a Duke dinner.
See, well, it sure sounds like it's going for to be a marvelous affair, Mr. Sharp.
Oh, it is, yeah.
I'm so glad what she invited me. I mean, I'm so happy what somebody done with what was my birthday.
All right.
Say, you sure that it's all right for to invite me now?
Well, sure it's all right.
Yeah.
Certainly. All I got to do is call him up and tell him I'm bringing you. Just hand me that phone.
Yeah, you are. Go right ahead.
Hello, operator?
Yeah.
Operator, give me Questview 13266. That's Questview. Questview is Q-U-E-F. No, I said, that's Q. Q like in billiards. In billiards. B-I-L-L-L. L like in elephant. Yeah, elephant. L-E-F-A-N. N. N like in pneumonia. Pneumonia. N-U-D. U. U like in Europe. 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 U-R-A. A. A like in apple. 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 B-A.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
Apple starts with B?
Baked apple? Yeah, that's right, operator. That's what I've been trying to tell you. It's Questview 13266. Yeah.
I don't know why she didn't get it right away. You sure made it plain enough.
Take it easy. They're ringing them now.
Yes.
Oh, hello. Like to talk to President Simpson. Ain't there? There's nobody there? Well, look, what's about the big birthday party tonight?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Well, goodbye.
Well, what happened?
Nobody there. Birthday party was held last night.
It was?
Yeah. Sure sorry you missed it. It was worthwhile to go over to my club just to taste the famous pudding that we make over there.
You make a famous pudding?
Yeah.
Well, what kind of pudding?
Graham cracker pudding. Well, goodbye and happy birthday, Mr. Pocketcock.
Well, thank you and goodbye. end of a perfect day. Perfect is right. I'm perfectly miserable. If I only know 43 years ago I was going for to have a birthday like this today, I would have made other plans. Believe me. Might as well start with the close-up. Oh, here comes a customer. Well, I better wait on him. Yes, sir. Good evening. Glad to see you.
Well, I don't know how glad you'll be to see me. I'd like something to eat, but I don't have any money. Could you give an old fellow a cup of coffee and let me pay you some other time? I'm so hungry.
Oh, sir, I'll give you a cup of coffee. Sit right down there.
Hey.
You'll have to have something to go with the coffee, don't you?
Yeah.
Here's a nice piece of apple pie.
Say, yeah. You wouldn't by any chance happen to have a piece of angel cake with a scoop of ice cream on it, would you?
Angel cake and ice cream? Yeah. Say, for a fella that don't pay, you're kind of particular, ain't you?
Well, not ordinarily, but today is my birthday.
Today is your birthday? Well, of course, then you've got to have angel cake and ice cream, sure. And here's a little candle. We will stick that in the top of it.
Gee, thanks, mister. Yeah. You don't know how much this means to me. I still get a thrill when anybody makes a fuss over my birthday.
Yeah.
You don't know what it is to have a birthday and have nobody pay any attention to it.
I could understand exactly what you mean. You know, birthdays, they don't mean nothing to me, you know, but I guess that they do be very important things in some people's lives.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Say, before you drink your coffee, I got a bottle of old wine that I've been saving for years in case somebody ever had a birthday or something, you know?
Now, gee, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I never expected anybody to break open a bottle of old wine on my birthday.
Oh, you mean you never expected it? It's your birthday, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to pour a glass of wine, and I'm going for to sing a toast to you, too.
Huh?
Well, what's your name, mister?
Robert.
Robert? Okay, here's to you, Robert. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Robert. Happy birthday.
Be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, and our big cast of fun makers. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Parky Carcass and Howard Harris, and is produced by Maurice Morton. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more laughs. The Jim Backus Comedy Show follows in just a moment. This is Mutual Broadcasting System. We'll be right back.